Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Call him Governor-elect. Republican Charlie Baker is getting ready for the office, even though his opponent, Democrat Martha Coakley, has not yet conceded the governor's race. Early this morning, Baker finished with 36,000 more votes than Coakley, a margin of 1.7%. WBUR's Fred Tice reports on the confusing end of a long night of waiting for both campaigns.
Soon after midnight, Martha Coakley's running mate, Steve Kerrigan, came out to address the crowd gathered at the Copley Plaza Hotel. They had waited for hours to learn the outcome.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Kerrigan said Coakley wants every vote to be counted.
So, folks, it's going to be a long night, or rather, long morning.
And with that, Kerrigan left the stage.
We're behind right now. There's enough votes there that need to be counted.
John Walsh is the former chairman of the Massachusetts Democratic Party.
The nature of election night results are such that if you look at the election night numbers and the reported numbers 3 days later, there's always a little shift. You got a few towns that are out there hand counting, which happens every time. Usually nobody pays attention because it doesn't matter.
Walsh says no one is giving up until the final counts are done. In the hotel lobby, in the ballroom, Coakley supporters appeared to recognize that it is over, even as they hung on to hope. Among them, Kristen Cullen.
You know, we're just kind of waiting and hoping for the best at this point.
Charlie Baker found himself in a tough spot. It appears he's won the election, but in his address to supporters shortly after one, he was gracious to his opponent.
She put her heart and her soul and every ounce of energy that she had into that race. And as I watched those numbers come in, I kept thinking, this is going to end badly for one of us. True. And so I talked to her a couple of minutes ago, and she said she really wants to wait till the morning to see the final results. Hey, and that's fine. That's fine. In politics, in elections, every vote counts. And I'm perfectly fine with giving her until the morning to see the results come in.
Baker appears to have no doubts about the outcome. But he did not lay out his vision for Massachusetts, though he made clear he's ready to do so as soon as Coakley concedes.
We can't wait to make this state sing from one end to the other, across the Commonwealth, in every region, in every town, in every community, to build the great Massachusetts that we all dream and hope for.
And with that, Charlie Baker left the stage, leaving the next step to Martha Coakley. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.